AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump signed a government spending bill ending the record 43-day shutdown. At the signing ceremony last night, Trump blamed Democrats for the shutdown.
This was an easy extension, but they didn't want to do it the easy way. They had to do it the hard way. They look very bad, the Democrats do. So I just want to tell the American people, you should not forget this. When we come up to midterms and other things, don't forget what they've done to our country.
The House passed it on a mostly party-line vote of 222 to 209. Speaking to reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson says that, as promised, he swore in Arizona Democrat Adelita Grijalva as soon as House members returned to session.
She may not agree with me, but we follow the custom of the House on the timetable, and we've had a little, as we say in the Deep South, some intense fellowship about that.
Yes. Okay.
But she's here now, and I promised that we would have her the oath administered before we began legislative business, so she hasn't missed a vote.
Grijalva was sworn in as the newest member of Congress. It's more than 7 weeks after she won a special election in Arizona to fill the House seat last held by her late father. Johnson did swear in two Republican members this year when the chamber was not in legislative session. In other news, a retired former NFL star facing an attempted murder charge has been released on bail. Correspondent Gethin Kubel has more.
Former NFL star wide receiver Antonio Brown will be released on $25,000 bail and must wear a GPS ankle monitor on an attempted murder charge in Florida, a judge ordered Wednesday. The 37-year-old Brown has pleaded not guilty to the second-degree attempted murder charge, which carries a potential 15-year prison sentence and a fine up to $10,000 if he is convicted. His lawyer, Mark Iglar, said Brown would return to his home in Broward County, Florida, while the case proceeds. Iglar says Brown no longer has a passport. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a new ruling on the immigration crackdown in Chicago.
A federal judge is signaling that hundreds of people arrested and detained in the Chicago area immigration crackdown could soon be released on bond while they await immigration hearings, and is ordering the full release of 13 detained individuals based on a 2022 consent decree outlining how U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement can make warrantless arrests. The judge also gave government attorneys a Friday deadline to comb through a list of 615 people detained at jails and federal facilities nationwide to see if they qualify for alternatives to detention, such as using an ankle monitor while their immigration cases proceed. A Justice Department attorney argued that there may be people on that larger list that pose a threat if released. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.